Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Vaccine to target Omicron.
Pfizer trials are underway.
U.S. troops on alert.
A heightened preparedness to deploy.
Is retirement Tom Brady's next play?
Figure out in the future what's next.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The drug maker Pfizer has just revealed it's begun clinical trials on a new COVID vaccine designed to target the highly transmissible Omicron variant. CBS's Linda Kenya.
It's up to global health authorities to decide if an Omicron-based version will be needed. But Pfizer is getting a jump on things. It will study more than 1,000 healthy adults, most of whom are already vaccinated. They will either get revised Omicron-based boosters or original versions. Some of the unvaccinated volunteers will get three Omicron-based doses. While this new version of the vaccine is being studied, health officials say the original vaccines still offer good protection against severe illness and death, and boosters strengthen that protection even further.
Because of their ineffectiveness against the Omicron variant, the government is revoking the emergency use authorization for two COVID antibody drugs made by Regeneron and Eli Lilly. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
These are data-driven processes, and as the virus changed, the FDA is continuing to review data, and as it no longer is beneficial, removing them from the market.
A judge has ruled New York State's mask mandate for schools and public places can't be enforced and is up to state lawmakers to impose, not health department officials.
Our school kids are going to be able to go to school and not have to wear masks.
The ruling getting a thumbs up from Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. Well, 8,500 American troops have now been put on high alert, meaning they could be deployed on short notice to Eastern Europe. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This alert comes as hopes dwindle for a diplomatic solution to Russia's buildup along Ukraine's borders.
They have not only shown no signs of de-escalating, but they are, in fact, adding more force capability.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Given the indications that we have, that there is no intent by the Russians right now to de-escalate, and given that it takes a matter of time to get units more ready to go on a shorter time frame, it would be irresponsible if we didn't think about making sure that they had plenty of time to prepare.
Some of these troops could be ready to go with as little as 5 days' notice to join a NATO response force.
Correspondent Holly Williams has the latest from Ukraine.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people last night not to panic as NATO deploys fighter jets, troops, and ships to reinforce defenses in Eastern Europe. The question for Ukrainians is not just if Russia will attack, but how. Russia's invaded Ukraine before, seizing control of the Crimean Peninsula in 2014. But the U.S. is warning that Russia could use more secretive tactics.
The U.S. military says seven sailors were injured when a Navy combat jet crashed in the South China Sea while trying to land on the deck of an aircraft carrier during exercises. The pilot was able to eject safely and was recovered by a helicopter. Judges in Georgia have approved a prosecutor's request for a grand jury to investigate whether former President Trump broke the law when he tried to pressure election officials to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the state. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
As we recall, there were phone calls being made to state officials trying to influence how the votes came out. And the district attorney of Fulton County wants to see if this violated Georgia law.
At the end of a White House Q&A, President Biden used sarcasm and a vulgar insult when asked by a reporter if inflation was a political liability.
Thank you all.
Do you think inflation is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Later, the reporter Peter Doocy of Fox News was on TV with Sean Hannity.
Within about an hour of that exchange, he called my cell phone. He said, "It's nothing personal, pal."
A woman is charged with murder and arson for a fire that swept through a three-story apartment building outside Denver, killing a five-year-old boy. Police say it was set after a domestic violence incident. There's sadness in Baltimore after three firefighters died when part of a vacant home that was on fire collapsed on them yesterday. Fire Chief Niles Ford says another firefighter was injured.
Each and every day, our firefighters, our first responders, our EMTs, our paramedics put their lives on the line for the sake of others.
A three-judge federal panel has blocked Alabama from using newly drawn congressional districts. They wrote that the state should have two districts instead of one, where black voters are a sizable portion of the electorate. NASA's Webb Space Telescope arrived at its destination 1 million miles from Earth yesterday and is now in orbit around the sun. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Now that Webb's at its final destination, engineers are going to focus on the painstaking work required to precisely align the telescope's mirrors to achieve a razor-sharp focus.
That mirror alignment will take several months. At age 44, with a tough playoff loss behind him, is Tom Brady through with pro football? On his Let's Go podcast, the legendary quarterback indicated there will be family considerations.
She deserves what she needs from me as a husband. My kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. You know, I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and, you know, figure out in the future what's next.
Not done yet on TV. Amy Schneider keeps winning on Jeopardy.
A 39-day total of $1,319,800. You now have the second longest streak in Jeopardy history.
Host Ken Jennings holds the top spot at 74 wins. Schneider topped the 38-game streak set by Matt Amodio last year. There's a new battle now for Neil Young.
We know where the music's playing.
He does not want his music playing on Spotify. He's demanded it be removed because of vaccine misinformation spread by platform star Joe Rogan. Doctors and educators have also encouraged Spotify to drop Rogan. Young fought with Spotify a few years ago over sound quality. There's a new music deal for Bob Dylan. Reports say it's a $200 million agreement with Sony for his back catalog of music and rights to future releases. In 2020, Dylan sold his publishing rights to Universal for an estimated $300 million. Some new offers to get people to roll up their sleeves and give blood.
It's a huge effort to help the Red Cross rebound from a national blood crisis.
It's a crisis with a capital C.
That's Stephen Walsh with the Red Cross. He says the pandemic and bad winter storms have forced volunteers to cancel countless blood drives, and supplies are at all-time lows. That's why the Red Cross is now partnering with the NFL to entice people to donate.
If you donate during the month of January, you're entered into a drawing, essentially, to win tickets to the Super Bowl.
Companies like Krispy Kreme are also offering freebies, like a dozen donuts per donation till the end of the month. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Then there's Gabe Fierro in Cornelius, North Carolina. He took numbers he found on a Chinese food fortune cookie and played a Mega Millions lottery game. The 60-year-old man, who is a disabled Army vet, won $4 million. Fierro says when he told his wife, she thought at first it was a joke. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.